Time now for StoryCorps. This project is traveling the country recording interviews. Many people have been telling their stories about loved ones. Today we'll hear from a family in Virginia.
My name is Greg Corbin, and there's a Little League baseball field in Charlottesville called Brian Calvin Corbin Field. And I would like to tell the story of how it got its name.
Greg came to a StoryCorps booth with his wife, Catherine. They wanted to share the story about that ball field and their son, Brian, who died of sudden heart failure.
When Brian was getting ready for his ninth birthday, he said that he would never make it to double digits, meaning 10 years old. We didn't understand that because he was healthy, but he did not want to celebrate his birthday.
That's when I got worried. I said, okay, we're going to take you in to see somebody. And he was delighted. He loved talking to somebody. It was just fun for him.
Well, over the next several months, he said that he wanted to have a belated birthday party. Catherine came home one day, and he was pulling a red wagon down the driveway, and he had his camping gear on there and his toys and teddy bears. Catherine said, Brian, what are you doing? And Brian said, I'm ready to go on my trip.
And I said, Brian, I'll be so sad if you leave. And he said, Mom, I have to go.
And Catherine said, well, you can't go away because you have your birthday party. And he said, all right. And then the next morning was his party. There were several things he did that we didn't realize till later, but he wrote letters to some of his friends and put a sign on his door. The sign said, Brian's on a trip, don't worry about me. And then the kids came for the party. He didn't want any gifts, but his little girlfriend gave him a kiss, and his boyfriend wrote a song for him. And then it was time for Brian to play Little League. Now, he'd always was afraid of the ball. He was the littlest kid on the team. But when Brian got there, he was fearless. He was charging after the ground balls and just having the best time. It was his first time up at bat. He got walked to first base. The next little boy hit a triple, and Brian ran around the bases, crossed home plate, and he was the happiest little boy I ever saw. He gave me a high five and went into the dugout, and then he collapsed. The coach brought him out, and I'm an anesthesiologist, and that's what I do is resuscitate people, and something inside told me he wasn't coming back.
As soon as we left the hospital, I thought to myself, that's what he was trying to tell us all that time.
Yeah, but it wasn't in my belief system that something like that could happen. After he died, I went to the ball field to get my car, and it was the most beautiful spring day I've ever seen. And there was another Little League game playing when I went back, and I was looking at the other kids playing, and then all of a sudden everything got very clear, and I had the sense that if I could bring Brian back, it would be for me, not for him, that he had finished. And the unfinished business was just mine. That's the story of how Brian Corbin Field got its name. It was a dumpy field when Brian played, and a month or two later they renovated it. Now when people come and their little kids play Little League and they say, we were playing on this field and it's named Corbin Field, is that any relation? And then I say, yes.
Greg Corbin with his wife Catherine at StoryCorps in Charlottesville, Virginia. Their interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. See pictures of Brian and his parents at NPR.org.
Major funding for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the National Endowment for the Arts.